All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
Hey, welcome back to the show. My next guest is based in New York City. She is the president and CEO of Unoya Coaching. Please welcome Shazelle Muhammad. Hi, Shazelle.
Hi, Robert. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. How are you today?
I'm doing pleasantly beautiful. It's a beautiful day.
Yes.
The neighborhood.
Nice and warm, right? Warm and sunny?
It is. It's beautiful.
Yeah, you can't beat it. So, Shazelle, tell us a little bit about what you do at Unoya Coaching.
Well, my company, Unoya Coaching, is, first I'll tell you a little bit about the name, because people find the name a little bit unusual. Unoya means goodwill, and it also means the beautiful thinking of a healthy mind, which is the reason I chose the name for my company. And a bit of trivia, Robert, Unoya is the shortest word in the English language that has all five vowels.
That's pretty cool.
So, yeah, I thought so too. And for me personally, it really represents positive development, positive movement, going from wherever we are in our lives currently to wherever it is we want to be in our lives. And specifically answer your question, what I do, my work includes hypnotherapy, it includes corporate training, team building, includes entrepreneurial coaching, as well as public speaking. I help those who are ready, willing and able, and recognize the need to change, do so permanently and as easily as possible. And what I really strive to do and have been thankfully successful at is helping my clients adopt new ways of thinking. Because until you think differently, you can't be or behave different, and you definitely can't get any different results than you've been getting. Because thinking really is being, and science agrees, for example. If you stress too much, if you're under too much stress, you're likely to get sick, right?
Probably. That's what the trend has been.
That's right. And there is the brain-body connection. Worry and stress are really mental phenomena, but they have a physical consequence. So there's that body, that brain-to-body connection, and it really sort of underlines the thinking as being. What you think about most often does have a physical effect on you. And the good news is that the brain is neuroplastic. Did you know that the brain was plastic, Robert?
I happen to know that, yes, but not everybody does.
That's exactly right. So I'll explain. That means the brain can change its mind. In simpler terms, our brains can develop new habits of thinking and behaving. We do so all the time. They're called new neural pathways. Hypnotherapy is extremely effective at establishing those new habits that support the new results people want in their lives. And that's the basic science of neuroplasticity. And even further, according to an article that was published in American Health Magazine, hypnotherapy has a 93% success rate in only 6 sessions, and this is in resulting in permanent behavior and habit change, as compared to psychoanalysis, which was only 38% in 600 sessions, and then compared to behavior therapy, which was only 72% effective in 22 sessions. So hypnotherapy can be very, very effective in making those long-term, permanent behavior changes that we want in our lives. And a common misconception is that people, you don't remember what happens after hypnosis. Well, my clients describe their experience with me as a conscious awareness of their surroundings, as the subconscious receives helpful suggestions to help them reach their goals. And the suggestions come from the client. So simply put, you tell me what your goals are and I help you achieve them. That's what I do.
Hey, listen, very well said. I definitely appreciate that.
Thank you.
You know, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and why you do what you do?
Well, a little bit about my background. I consider myself a country girl from the north. And I say that because I was born in my grandparents' house, literally, in the living room on the couch. I had no time to wait for the ambulance. I was ready to go. And I was raised on their vegetable farm in rural central Jersey, and that's where I grew up. So very country, rural living, where our family, our lifestyle depended on helping each other. So I grew up with the values and the morals of always being helpful. And I was very fortunate at the age of 14 when I got my first chance to compete in a motivational speaking contest. I joined this organization called HOSA, Health Occupation Students of America, to which today I'm still an alumni member. And I got to travel the country, writing and doing motivational speeches for the next 4 years. And it really paved the way. It really was my first, I guess, manifestation of my path. And I learned then the power, the real power of words to change people, how they felt, to change how they thought, change how they behaved for the good. And then for the last 25 years, I've been able to work with some really good people and do good work that I've been very proud of.
So what is it that inspired you to pursue this?
You know, I really have felt inspired to help people to better understand themselves and each other for as long as I can remember. I was that kid that would bravely interrupt an adult conversation, or let me say an adult misunderstanding, to put it mildly, and say, wait, I hear what you're saying, I hear what the other person's saying, this is what you guys are talking about. And I would try to bridge the gap. I felt frustrated sometimes, feeling like I was the only one that could see the gaps in their understanding. So needless to say, that got me in a little bit of trouble as a kid, but I just could not help myself. I felt that I was meant to connect people and to help them see differently, to see new possibilities for themselves and others. And I feel more and more inspired every time I get to help someone do that, Robert.
So what do you see yourself doing in the future?
Well, in the very near future, I see us meeting our Vets UC campaign fundraising goal. We're committed to raising $10,000 in the next 90 days to specifically help veterans and other underserved communities. We're helping them control PTSD, quit smoking, and reverse obesity. And for the next 90 days, beyond the Great American Smokeout, beyond Obesity Week, and through Diabetes Awareness Month, we're donating 100% of the profit from smoking cessation and weight control hypnotherapy programs to clients who mention this station, ABM FM. We're also offering special reduced rates for the charity purposes to make it even easier for folks to come in and donate to charity. And it's for the programs, and it includes our virtual gastric band program, which has been proven in 2 clinical trials to be 95% successful. And in fact, it's the only hypnosis weight control program ever clinically trialed. And if people may wonder, why are we doing this? Why are we have this $10,000 fundraising campaign in 90 days? Well, the fact of the matter is, smoking is the leading cause of preventable deaths in New Jersey. Now, heart disease is the overall number one cause of death, but as you know, smoking exacerbates every other condition, including heart disease. And number 2 cause of death in New Jersey is cancer. And in just one New Jersey community, we see a 50% higher rate of smoking compared to New Jersey and across the entire United States. And that's not even in counting secondhand smokers, which are typically children, unfortunately. That same community has 80% higher rates of type 2 diabetes and nearly 38% obesity. And Robert, this can all be changed, and we believe lives can be saved. So that's why we're doing this.
Okay. All right. Very well said. So what is the best way for people to contact you if they would like more information?
Great question. Best way to contact us would be, you can reach us by phone at 646-727-5197. You can also visit our website, eunoiacoaching.com. That's E-U-N-O-I-A coaching.com. And we also offer gift certificates so you can help a loved one that really needs the help. And we work virtually as well, so our clients can choose whether they travel to the office or not. And consultations are always free with us, Robert.
All right, perfect. Shazelle Muhammad, thank you for coming on the program today. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
This is the Professionals Roundtable, All Business Media FM. I'm Rob Wetham. Thank you for listening. We will be back with more after this break.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Jason Derulo. I love that music connects to people all over the country. But unfortunately, so does something else. Childhood hunger. 15 million kids struggle with hunger right here in America. And yet, every year, billions of pounds of surplus food in the U.S. go to waste instead of going to the children in need. Feeding America is working to change this. The Feeding America nationwide network of food banks rescues this surplus of food to help provide meals to families in virtually every community in the United States, including yours. But they just can't do this alone. Join me in the fight against hunger in America. For more information on what you can do to get involved, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're feeding America. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.